We're talking about the Jimmys on WRCO. They are coming to Richland Center on Friday night. And Jimmy Vagley is our guest. Jimmy, how long has the band been together?
We have been together approximately 16 years, as far as we can remember.
Okay. And people from all walks of life in this group, aren't there?
There are. There's one or two teachers, a couple of retired guys, somebody that sells spices, and I'm a dairy farmer. So it's it rounds out pretty evenly as to quite an eclectic group.
What an exciting life you live, you know, mild-mannered farmer during the day and rock star at night. How does that go?
Well, I often say they don't intercept at all because I work all day and to farm and then just play all night. So it's just a matter of trying to find a minute or two to sleep. That's the only issue.
I was going to say, probably some late nights and some long nights on the tractor. That probably doesn't go well sometimes.
Yeah, there are some very tiring days sometimes, but it's all good. I enjoy it. I love it. And really look forward to coming to Richland Center as well on Friday.
Well, you got a lot of people looking forward to it, I can tell you that. And let's look at the vision for the band when you first started. Was always a kind of a blues-based idea, Jimmy?
Yes. I had originally come out with a solo album back in 2006, and I had horns in there, and it was blues-based and with some R&B songs, and I always wanted to have a band that had horns. And we just kept building it off of that theme, and I've really enjoyed it, writing the tunes that are based around horn lines and songs that have that Memphis feel with a little New Orleans feel mixed in with some Chicago blues. It's a fun little way to write and express what I'm feeling and hearing. So I've really enjoyed these years together with all these guys.
What were you listening to when you were growing up?
When I was growing up, I was listening to a lot of big band. My father was a trumpet player in the polka band. My mom was a singer in kind of some choirs and stuff. In fact, they met at one of my dad's gigs. So I listened to a lot of big band. And once I got into high school, my older sisters, I remember, I mean, maybe it was in junior high, actually. And they had some friends over, and they went outside, and I looked at the record player and, you know, saw some Painted Black by the Rolling Stones. I listened to it and I went, holy God, this is different. So it started with the Stones and it moved on to more rock and roll. And eventually I started playing when Stevie Ray Vaughan was hitting, and I paid attention to that piano player, Reese Winans, who I've met a number of times, and saw what he sounded like and what he was studying or what he was influenced. And I went in that track and went backwards in time, really, with the old piano players like Pinetop Perkins and Otis Spann, and learned, you know, the real deep old school blues by going backwards in time from what other modern guys were listening to.
The rest of the band, similar influences?
Yeah, they are spread all out. A lot of the guys in the horn section are pretty deep jazz rooted, but also into blues. Our guitar player Perry is very traditional old school blues, and the drummer and the bass player, just they are very amicable to be able to play anything. They just fit right into whatever style there is. So it's a lot of fun writing tunes because we don't necessarily stick to any one genre or any formula. We just try to find out what the song feels like and make it fit.
How many albums have the Jimmys put out?
We have 5 albums. We're working on our 6th. It's been a long time coming, but we're just so busy playing all the time. We have a hard time actually getting into the studio and finishing them up, but I guess it's sort of a good problem.
Yeah, good problem to have. So, you know, you write a lot. Do you decide to do some covers from time to time?
We do some covers, yes. We always try to kind of look into that horn-driven or something that would sound good with horns, even have songs where if there was vocals, we would have the vocal backups, we would have change the horns into playing those. So we're always trying to find something just a little different, but always having kind of that the horn section twist to it and that is also a fun little challenge to see what fits. I enjoy doing that part as well.
I know you've played at several blues festivals over the years. When you first did that, was that somewhat intimidating? Did you have to kind of like earn your respect, so to speak, or not?
Yeah, you know, I started out with a different band based out of Madison. We were called West Side Andy Malford Band. I was in that band for at least 16 or 17 years. And so cut my festival teeth, if you will, with that band. And I knew what I wanted, and I knew what the sound was, and I knew what I wanted it to come across as, and just went for that and stayed hard to that. And I'm very proud of what the band does and how we sound at festivals and the show we put on. It's high energy. Nobody lays down ever, and it's a lot of fun. We just love playing, and we all get along great, which is a really nice relief, which isn't always typical for bands. And we just love doing what we do.
I know you've been honored lots of times. It really looks good on your resume there. Is there an award you're most proud of, Jimmy?
It always comes down to, for me, it comes down to the songwriting recognition. I'm very proud of the band itself, and I love that we as a band have won some great awards, and we'll always be proud of that. But I also really enjoy the fact that I'm not the greatest player in the world and not the greatest songwriter, but when you put your heart into it and write a tune that really comes from inside and people like it, that seems to be the biggest reward to me.
You're out on the tractor somewhere and all of a sudden inspiration hits you. I mean, do you record something on your phone so you don't forget it, or how do you do that?
Absolutely. Yes. I also would always carry a piece of paper because it just seems like writing it down gives it a whole different meaning and view. But I'm constantly, literally in a tractor, always writing it, feeling a groove and just putting the sound of the song down or the beat, but often obviously the words as well. It's constantly hearing something and trying to come up with something again and again. The brain never seems to rest when it comes to that.
I know that you have gone overseas on some tours and things like that. How many countries have the Jimmys visited?
That's interesting. We've done four or five, and then the precursor to this band, we did a couple tours as well through Europe. So it's been, Romania, we did a blues album. And we've been to Norway a number of times, and we're going back to Norway in April for a blues cruise. We've been to Jamaica and in Latin America at least 10 or 12 times. We take a group of people, and we're going again in February to Jamaica with a group of people, and everyone is still invited. But I just love traveling around because it's, again, our energy is just nonstop on stage, it's really great to move people to your music and see them being moved. It's really a joy.
What was it like recording in Transylvania?
It was a huge festival, and it was inside an old Soviet Union or a Soviet bloc Union Hall. It was just this giant cement hall with these 20-foot tall radiators on the side. And it was just crazy. But Romania and all of Europe, for that matter, are just absolutely in love with blues and in love with live music, for that matter. And it was such a rush. That's the reason why the album really had that lightning in a bottle, because we were feeding off the crowd that was just absolutely eating it up. It was a magical evening. It was beautiful.
And I'm sure you've experienced it, but it's interesting that sometimes they can't speak the language, but they can sing along with the English lyrics. That's pretty far out, isn't it?
That is pretty wild, yes. But of course, being the Americans that we are, we expect the rest of the world to know English. And so many people do, so many other countries. And so, yeah, the barrier is less than us going to their countries, for sure.
Well, you've been playing here at Richland Center at the very first auditorium ever built in the state, and I think it's going to be pretty cool. You guys are going to be long on that stage, and it's a good place, good venue. I think you're going to have a good time on Friday night, Jimmy.
Very, very, very much looking forward to it.
Anything else you'd like to say to kind of drum up some business, get some people out for the show?
I just be ready to have a whole different range of songs, slow, fast, loud, quiet, dancing, provocative. You know, it's we love doing what we do. And go to our website, thejimmies.net. Come to Jamaica with us in February. We have information on there. Come to Norway in April. We have information on there. And just come out and be entertained. We love doing it.
Somebody's got to milk your cows on Friday night. Don't forget that now, okay?
I'll milk them twice in the morning on Saturday.
Oh, that'll work. Okay. All right, Jimmy. It's been a blast. We'll look forward to seeing you on Friday night.
Really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Jimmy Vagley of the Jimmies. They're here on Friday night at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Opening up will be Annie and the Crush at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6, so don't miss it.